All right, once again, we are excited about all the tremendous things that the Lord is doing. Estamos emocionados por todas las cosas grandes que el Señor está haciendo. Y anoche, el servicio de anoche, con el hermano al cantar, qué cosa poderosa. What a powerful, powerful service that we experienced last night with Brother Alcantar. At the end of the service, we had an altar call, and it was an extended altar call. Tuvimos un servicio de altar anoche que se extendió a, yo creo que casi 45 minutos el servicio del altar. It was probably about a 45-minute long altar call service. The power of God moved, the anointing was flowing. Brother Alcantar was praying for the different people as Pastor Clark instructed him to do so. El hermano Alcantar empezó a orar para la gente individualmente, dando una palabra a muchos de nosotros. Hallelujah, estoy sintiendo el ungimiento nomás hablando de ello ahorita. I'm feeling the anointed just talking about it last night. Everybody, let's get on board. The revival is here. The spirit of revival is here. And there is a new ground that is being broken. El Señor ya está plantando nueva semilla de avivamiento en nuestro terreno. Y el Señor quiere ver que este avivamiento empiece a crecer con nuestro evangelismo, y eso es lo que vamos a estar hablando esta noche. The Lord is beginning to spearhead a new effort, a new spirit of evangelism in our church. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get Brother McGill on the line here in just a moment. He's going to begin to share with us things that have been taking place with his family and his group and the things that took place in our street service here a couple Saturdays ago. El hermano Miguel va a estar hablándonos de las cosas grandes que está pasando con su familia y lo que ellos experienciaron con su familia cuando estuvimos en nuestro servicio de calle, street service, servicio de la calle, en la pura calle, en la esquina de 4 y Grove, on the corner of 4th and Grove. Boy, I'm getting excited here. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring in Brother Miguel now, so you can hear it directly from him. And Brother Miguel, I'm going to be translating for him as he's beginning to share. Let me make sure I open up the right line. Brother Miguel, did I open up the right line? Is this Brother Miguel? Maybe not. Let me try the other line. Brother Miguel, is this
Dios
your
lo bendiga, hermano. Dios lo bendiga, hermano. ¿Me escucha bien?
Okay, can you hear me, Brother Miguel?
Sí, no, lo escucho bien.
Okay, I got the right line. Okay, great, great, great. And Brother Miguel, as you begin to share your testimony, just remember every couple of sentences, I'm going to jump in and translate into Spanish. I know you can probably do it all on your own. You can go English and Spanish on your own. Do you feel comfortable with me translating into Spanish after a couple sentences?
Sí, está bien, hermano.
No, okay, he's already going into Spanish. That's good. Hey, whatever you go. If you go English, I'll go Spanish. If you go Spanish, we go English. And one of the reasons, everyone, that we're doing una de las razones por cual estamos haciendo esto es porque queremos que todos nuestros hermanos que hablan en español y prefieren el español, que ellos sientan parte de lo que este esfuerzo que estamos haciendo. We're translating this into English and Spanish, everyone, because we want our Spanish-speaking brethren to feel like they are a part. They are a part of our church, and they are a part of this revival and evangelism. And we want everyone to feel a part of this great thing that the Lord is doing in our church. With that said, Brother Miguel, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and I'll be translating for you every couple of sentences. Go right ahead, Brother Miguel.
Dios los bendiga a todos esta noche.
God bless all of you tonight.
Le quisiera dar gracias a Dios y a nuestra iglesia por la oportunidad de poder hablar con todos.
I want to give thanks for the opportunity, the privilege it is for me to be able to share this to everyone tonight.
Tenemos un gran Dios y una gran iglesia, y la verdad lo del evangelismo siempre nos ha estado tocando a mi familia y a mí bastante.
We have a great God, we have a great church, and the truth is, yes, this spirit of evangelism has really been touching me and my family in recent times.
La semana antepasada, cuando fuimos al servicio de la calle,
about a week ago, we had the service, street service on 4th and Grove, and when we went about a Saturday ago or so.
Ya mero no íbamos a ir porque estábamos un poco atrasados con todo, pero en ese momento supimos que no podíamos no ir porque sabíamos que el enemigo nos estaba tratando de detener.
We were on the way from Beaumont I heard about this story, Brother Miguel, and he and his wife and his family were on the way to the streets. Now, think about this. They're coming all the way from Beaumont. It's about a good 45 minutes, right, Brother Miguel?
Sí, hermano.
And they were running late and things were happening. They weren't going to make it on time. And they thought halfway through, you know what, we probably just should turn around. We better just go back because it's not going to be worth it. But they said, you know what, we're going to press on. We're going to continue moving forward. Oh, there's a lesson and a message in that right there. They decided we're going to keep going to the street service. We're going to go even if we show up late.
Y fuimos y llegamos al mero tiempo. Todos estaban ahí apenas también juntándose en la esquina.
And when we got there, we realized that we got there just right on time. And he's right. It took us a little bit of time to get ready. And when they got there, we were just setting up. Perfect timing.
Y llegamos y al principio, sí, pues estando en la esquina, se siente uno un poco raro, hablando, dando su testimonio a la calle. Pero la verdad, cuando di mi testimonio, y hablé de mi hermano como Dios está abriendo puertas para la familia y nuestras familias, y a veces ni pensamos que están escuchando o están buscando de Dios, pero Dios te los pone.
And so Miguel saying that when he got there, at first it was a little strange. You know, we were out there in public and cars are going by on the corner and they're watching us and they're looking at us. And it kind of felt awkward, and it does at first in your flesh, in your humanity, you feel kind of awkward. But as soon as Brother Miguel started sharing his testimony about his brother Nelson, who was here about a month ago, and we baptized him in the name of Jesus, and he started feeling comfortable, a change began to take place. Go ahead, Brother Miguel.
Sí, empecé a orar, y sentí la presencia de Dios con todos ahí unidos, orando, y pidiéndole a Dios, y me puse atrás y alcé las manos al Señor y le empecé a pedir de que pudiéramos alcanzar esas almas que estén clamando por Dios.
I began to lift my hands and I began to pray, and when I did that, I began to feel the Spirit of God, I began to feel the anointing of God, and I began to feel this need, this burden to pray for the souls, for the people that were driving on the street corners. And I for one, noticed this, Brother Miguel. As he was praying, he put his hands in the air, and I could feel the anointing on him as he began to pray earnestly for these souls. Go ahead.
Y y pues las hermanas se pusieron a dar tarjetas y hablar y a correr a correr en la calle a dar tarjetas, y se veía la necesidad de la gente.
Our sisters began to get church cards. They began to pass out these cards to the people that were driving by. And a couple of times, some of our ladies began to run out into the street when the lights were red to run out to give to the people that were in the cars. Yes, sir.
Y se veían todos la gente que sí estaban buscando de Dios o querían de Dios, rapidito se daban ver y se sentía. Y un momento que me tocó mucho fue un señor, se me quedó viendo y lo saludé y le di le sonreí. Y me volteé y seguí nada más hablando con los hermanos, y quedó mi esposa de repente corriendo a la calle a darle una tarjeta.
And at one point I noticed a man in his car. He looked at me, I looked at him, we made contact, I smiled at him, he smiled at me. And right after that, my wife, Sister Jessica, she ran out and into the street and gave him a card and ran back. Go ahead, sir.
Y ella no había visto que yo le había ya lo había saludado ni nada. Lo que pasó es que el señor después ella lo vio y le vio la necesidad y cuando le enseñó la tarjeta así de lejos, él le dijo que sí se lo diera y corrió. Y entonces fue cuando un poco después la hermana Cindy estaba hablando y me tocó muy fuerte cuando empezó a hablar de Cornelio.
Let me cut in there. This is very good. Miguel's saying how that he recapped on his wife running out there and giving the card to the gentleman. And then what really impacted Brother Miguel was when Sister Cindy began to talk about Cornelius in the book of Acts and about what happened with Cornelius. Go ahead, Brother Miguel.
Sí, en Hechos 10, cuando Cornelio era un hombre bueno que estaba buscando de Dios, y Dios le dijo que le iba a mandar a alguien y lo estoy diciendo, no lo estoy diciendo verso por verso de la Biblia, pero le trajo a Pedro a su casa y ahí fue cuando recibieron todos los de su casa el Espíritu Santo.
Yeah, Miguel's talking about Acts chapter 10 when the Lord Cornelius, who was a good man, a faithful man, he gave alms, he prayed, and he prayed faithfully, and he fasted, and then that's when the Lord sent Peter to preach to him and bring salvation to Cornelius and to his household.
Y la hermana Cindy dijo que hay un Cornelio en toda esta gente que está en la calle, que están aquí manejando, que está buscando de Dios, y nosotros orando ahí se sentían los espíritus, las almas llamando, y el Espíritu Santo guiando.
This is good, Miguel. This is good. Let me cut in. And he's talking about how that sister Cindy started saying, there's a Cornelius out there. There's a Cornelius out there in these cars. And I'm laughing. Brother Vic is laughing right now because I remember that, Miguel. Sister Cindy was talking about that, and she felt it. You could feel it. She was very genuine in her message about there's a Cornelius out there in these cars, and we need to get out there and make sure we get a hold of him. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, me puse a pensar en eso, en tantas almas que hay en la ciudad, y en veces se siente como uno, como dijo ayer el hermano, hablando sobre el evangelismo también, de que uno hay que pedirle a Dios que nos ponga a la gente, no nomás tratar de forzárselo a la gente, porque lo tienen que querer recibir para que Dios trabaje en ellos.
That's good. Let me put in there. Brother Miguel's talking about Brother Alcantar yesterday. He mentioned this about souls. It's not something where we need to go to people and force them and convince them. No, we need to pray that God will put it in them, like Cornelius, that God will put it in them, the desire, the hunger in them, and they will come to us, and all we're going to do is just minister to them and give them the answer they need, just like Peter gave to Cornelius. That's good, Brother Miguel.
Yes, y en esas calles, en esa calle, en nuestra ciudad, en Ontario, hay muchas almas que sí buscan a Dios, que quieren a Dios y no saben dónde encontrarlo. Y me pongo a pensar en mi hermano, que él no sabía de Dios, nunca lo criaron en la iglesia, en ni una iglesia. Nosotros, yo de chico sí fui a una iglesia católica, pero él nunca, nunca fue a ninguna iglesia ni nada.
That's good, Miguel. Pero él estaba, So Brother Miguel's saying that there is many souls in Ontario that have a hunger and a thirst, and they're just waiting for someone to come to touch them and minister to them. He also started talking about his brother Nelson, how that when they were kids, they didn't grow up in the church. They didn't know anything about, and this is good, Miguel, because sometimes we think that this is what we know. No, a lot of us grew up Catholic. He's saying that he and his brother grew up as little boys, little kids, being Catholic. They didn't know anything about this gospel message. They didn't know anything about the apostolic message. Go ahead, Miguel.
Y mi hermano de la nada empezó a buscar a Dios y nos puso Dios en ese momento de poco a poco a darle la palabra, y Dios lo trajo aquí a mi casa y a la iglesia bautizada.
And so it's Miguel's brother Nelson, you know, when he got a little bit older is when God put that hunger, that need in him. And when he came to visit Miguel here a couple of months ago, he began to ask. Ask him about this. What is all this about? And I remember because he came to me at church, and I could see the hunger, the desire in Nelson's eyes. That's Miguel's brother Nelson. He was genuinely hungry. I want baptism. I want to know what this is all about. Go ahead, Miguel.
Amén. Y sí, y pues me empezó a tocar más porque yo crecí en Ontario y conozco áreas y pues. Todo esto lo que pasó cuando fui al servicio de la calle y he estado hablando con mi esposa y viendo cómo Dios está trabajando en nuestra vida. Nomás voy a tomar un momentito más, hermano, hablar de un testimonio, como Dios está trabajando en mi papá poco a poco.
Okay, y Brother Miguel, want to share a testimony about how that God is beginning now to work in his father. Now, Miguel, your father, does Nelson live with your dad?
No, mi hermano vive en Texas, pero mi papá vive aquí en California.
Okay, Miguel's father lives here in California. Go ahead, Miguel, I'll translate for you.
Mi tío, su hermano de él, mayor, le dio un stroke, un derrame cerebral, o no sé cómo se dice en español.
So Miguel's uncle, the older brother to Miguel's dad, he had a stroke recently.
Y y se le quedó la sangre, el coágulo se le quedó en el cerebro.
And it turns out that blood clot stayed in his brain.
Y ayer, antier me habló mi papá y me dijo, mi hijo, le van a hacer una operación de emergencia mañana, que fue ayer.
And so Miguel's father told Miguel, they're going to do surgery on your uncle tomorrow. They're going to go in to remove that blood clot from his brain.
Sí, y me habló para ver si podía ayudar. Le dije, claro que sí, papá. Y ya le mandé el dinero, pero le dije, voy a hacer algo más. Voy a orar por él y le voy a decir, voy a pedirle a mi esposa y a la iglesia que oren por mi tío, que todo vaya bien.
And so he asked you to pray for him, Miguel, is that right?
No, I told him I was going to pray for him.
There it is. Miguel told me he's going to be praying. We're going to be praying. And by the way, when we finish, give us his first name, Miguel, and we're going to be praying for him this week. Go ahead.
Yes. Llegamos un poco tarde a la oración y no pudimos porque llegamos un poquito a la mera hora del servicio y no a los últimos del servicio y no pudimos pedir por la oración, pero en la iglesia yo estoy orando por todo, que todo estuviera bien, que mi tío tiene 74 años o 75 años, ya es grande de edad, y pues es algo peligroso eso, pueden quedar sin poder moverse.
Here because the gentleman is about 75 years of age and it's a very delicate thing and he could, you know, it could end badly.
Mm-hmm. Y es un hospital en México y es que y no es decir nada malo, pero en veces los hospitales generales no son hay peligro.
And so there's risk because this hospital is in Mexico. It's a general hospital, not to speak badly about the hospitals in Mexico, but it's not a specialized hospital, and so we're concerned about that.
Y pues estaba orando en la iglesia, estaba pidiéndole a Dios atrás y todo. Y hoy mi papá me habló y me dijo, mijo, ¿sabes? Toda la operación estuvo bien, está bien tu tío. Y fui, hablé con él y está como si no hubiera pasado nada.
Wow, so the Miguel's dad called him this week and said, Miguel, I want you to know that your uncle, they did the surgery. Everything came out fine. He is fine. And Miguel, you spoke to your uncle on the phone as well?
No, my dad called me this afternoon. Mi papá me habló esta tarde porque esto apenas pasó ayer y él lo pudo ver hoy a las 11 de la mañana y me habló como al mediodía él. Y me dice...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Me dice mi papá de que mi tío se levantó y él habló con él y se acordaba de todos, hablaba como si no hubiera pasado nada, se quería levantar y quería ir del hospital.
Wow, that was today, Miguel?
Yes.
Okay, so his uncle felt so good after the surgery that he felt like getting up today and leaving the hospital and going home. That's how good he felt.
Y cuando me dijo eso mi papá, nomás le di la gloria a Dios, le dije, praise God. Le dije, y mi papá dijo, sí, Dios es bueno. Y le dije, sí, papá, Dios es bueno. Y le dije, voy a seguir orando por mi tío y por todo. Y le estoy pidiendo a Dios de que estos milagros, estas cosas están pasando de poco en poco, porque yo le he estado hablando a mi papá mucho y dándole mi testimonio y hablándole la palabra, y Dios poco a poco lo está moviendo y le está tocando el corazón y ablandando. Y le estoy pidiendo a Dios.
Little by little, God is dealing with my family, with my father, and he's dealing with his uncle now. Not only making sure that he went through the surgery fine, but I believe that God is going to put a hunger and a seed in his uncle and his dad for the work and the effort that Miguel and Jessica are doing here. He didn't say that. I said that. Go ahead, Miguel.
Sí, hermano, y lo bonito de todo es de que mi tío sí está bautizado en el nombre. Y sí, va a una iglesia pentecostal. Se bautizó en la iglesia del Roberto, el esposo de mi prima.
Miguel's uncle is baptized in the name of Jesus. He goes to a Pentecostal church. This is good.
Y pues dándole a entender a mi papá que la oración y Dios escucha. Y es todo, hermano. Dios.
Well, Miguel, he said that this is the end of the testimony and he's thankful and grateful. But you know, before we go forward, Miguel, let's pray right now, Miguel. What is your dad's first name?
My dad is his name is Miguel, and my uncle is named Isidro.
Isidro, okay. I was going to ask you his name as well. Everyone right now, why don't we just pray? I'm feeling faith. I'm feeling anointing. I can feel it in Miguel's voice. There's something great that is taking place in his family. Vamos a orar todos juntos ahorita por el papá de Miguel, que también se llama Miguel, y el tío que se llama Isidro. Vamos a orar por los dos, que el Señor siga el milagro que está proveyendo de salvación y sanidad. Let's pray together for them right now. Lord Jesus, Señor Jesús, estamos pidiendo por Miguel, el papá de Miguel, y su tío Isidro, que usted siga el proceso de sanarlo, pero también, Señor, que usted traiga salvación, that you would bring salvation to Miguel's family, his father Miguel, his mom, his brothers, his uncles, his aunts, his cousins, Lord Jesus, there in Mexico, that you continue, Lord God, to heal and bring salvation to this family. En el nombre de Jesús le estamos pidiendo, Señor. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén y amén. Everyone, I just want to say, quiero decir que Miguel, yo estuve ahí ese sábado cuando estaban Miguel y Jessica en la esquina. I was there that Saturday when Miguel and Jessica were there, when they got there just in time. Acaban de aterrizar, por decir. Acaban de llegar y al puro tiempo, right on time. And as soon as they got there, I told Miguel and Jessica, I felt you. Last night, I thought you would be here. I just felt that they would be there. Even though they were coming all the way from Beaumont, I just imagine, I'm not going to say I saw a vision and saw them there, but I really envisioned them. I imagined them in my mind's eye, seeing them there the next day. Yo los vi en mi ojo, en de mi mente, estando ahí con nosotros ese día después. And as they were there, I remember seeing Miguel raising his hands, and I felt the anointing on him. Yo vi Miguel con sus manos en alto ese sábado, y yo sentí el ungimiento de Dios sobre él. And I could see the burden, the desire, the hunger that Miguel had for souls that day. Yo vi el ungimiento y el deseo y la hambre para las almas sobre Miguel ese día, de ese sábado, y yo pude entender que algo estaba tomando efecto en Miguel y en Jessica. I saw an effect. I saw something impact Miguel and Jessica just being out there on the street corner. I want to use this opportunity to tell everybody, if you haven't been there on a Saturday, please join us. Yo quiero usar esta oportunidad a usted que no han estado con nosotros. Si no han estado con nosotros en el sábado, ahí en la esquina, por favor, vengan. And I'm going to go ahead and make the invite now. We're going to do it again this Saturday. Ahora los estoy invitando a todos oficialmente. Vamos a estar aquí este sábado en la esquina otra vez. I'll be honest with you. This week I thought, you know, we had a big Easter weekend. We did a big Easter push on the street corner last Saturday. We need to take a break. We need a little relaxation. We need a little bit of rest this Saturday was my first thought. Después de este sábado yo pensé, este sábado vamos a tomar una pausa, un break, vamos a relajarnos este sábado y no vamos a ir a la esquina. But you know, after last night's service, después del servicio de anoche, I changed my mind. I talked to Brother Stephen, the youth leader. Stephen, do you think we should do it? We need to do it, Brother Vic. Stephen, vamos a hacerlo. Debíamos de hacerlo, hermano Víctor. Vamos a hacerlo este sábado. Y vamos a hacerlo este sábado otra vez, hermanos. Y vamos a ver que el Señor va a seguir moviendo poderosamente en nuestros medios. We're going to see the Spirit of God move powerfully this Saturday once again. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. Just talking about it. Yarabashatai. Ya sentimos el Espíritu de Dios ahorita moviendo, nomás pensando en que vamos a hacerlo este sábado. Queremos invitar a todos que lleguen este sábado. Vamos a mandar un mensaje el viernes en la tarde para invitar a todos. We're going to go ahead and send an invite to everybody this Friday evening to make sure that everyone can be with us this Saturday. It is exciting being out there on Saturday. Es algo emocionante estando. I've had several people that have told me, Brother Vic, it is exciting being out there. Don't be afraid. There's no fear, no nervousness. There's no reason to be afraid. We're out there doing the work of God, and the Spirit and the anointing of God is upon us to do it. So everybody, gear up the loins of your minds and gear up your spirit. Be praying about it this weekend, this week, to be out there this Saturday. Estén orando, hermanos. Preparen sus mentes, preparen sus espíritus para hacer la obra de Dios este sábado en la esquina de 4 y Grove, on the corner of 4th and Grove. Praise God. Well, that's it. Thank you, Brother Miguel. Thank you, Sister Jessica. Gracias a la familia Gutierrez por darnos y pudieron oír en sus voces. You could hear it in his voice. The anointing, the genuine hunger, desire, burden that God has put in Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica to do this work of evangelism. Pueden oír en sus voces, el hermano Miguel, hermana Jessica, el hambre, el deseo que tienen para hacer la obra del Señor en el evangelismo. Con eso dicho, hermanos, nos vamos a despedir. We're going to go ahead and say goodnight to everybody, but be praying. Be asking the Lord to give you this burden of evangelism in you and your families as well. Esta semana estén orando para que el Señor les ponga en ustedes este espíritu de evangelismo en ustedes y en sus familias. Y nos vamos a ver este sábado. And we'll see everybody this Saturday. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Y todos digan amén y amén y amén.